A group of protesters heckle Barack Obama at a town hall meeting with chants of, "What about the black community?" We speak with one of them on News and Notes, and our blog lights up with your reaction. That's what happened this week, and we've got our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett, right here to give us the lowdown. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So tell us about the reaction to our interview with one of the hecklers who disrupted Barack Obama's Florida town hall meeting last week.
Well, it's actually the most popular blog post of the moment, your interview with Diop Olubala about why he disrupted that town hall meeting. So let's set this up, right? Let's listen first to Obama's reaction to the hecklers and a clip of Diop explaining to you why he did it.
Excuse me, young man. This is going to be a question and answer session, so you can ask a question later. Let me make my statement. Why don't you all sit down? You can ask questions. That's why we're having a town hall meeting. Sit down.
We want for the question of what about the black community to be a household question being asked by people throughout this country and throughout the world.
So here's just some of the reaction on our blog to what he'd said. A reader named Cal wrote, "We've graduated from marching, heckling, or embarrassing people for change. Get into office, work the system, and change your community. Don't complain about it." And Saeed wrote this, "Many of you want to run the line that Obama is not running for president of black America, but yet ignore the fact that African Americans are citizens and voters and ought to be able to make just as many demands as any other group." And John Jay, who comments on our blog pretty frequently, wrote this. He says, "A guy holds up a sign at a rally and he's given major airtime? Please stop with this nonsense. So if that group is really concerned about Africans, we'll take a trip to Zimbabwe and hold up a sign there and tell us how that works out. Let's see how deep your convictions run."
Well, we've also got a new poll on our blog. What's the question this week?
Well, a recent Gallup poll asked the question, "Who speaks for you on the issue of race?" And I know you're going to get into that with our bloggers coming up. So we replicated that question in our blog, and the results are pretty interesting. Suffice it to say that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton might want to find a new line of work. So
they're not at the top of the list on our blog.
Not at all.
We also have some other hot topics on news and views.
Right.
What are they?
Well, we're talking, you know, people keep talking about race in the election, whether or not the race card was played and who played it. Well, we have a piece from political watcher Mark Q. Sawyer, and it's called "Barack Obama Has No Race Card to Play, but John McCain Sure Does." And by the headline alone, you can imagine it's sparking a lot of conversation.
And notice I was checking out the blog and people are really responding. And you can't really tell what the blogging audience is going to pick up on, but they really picked up on this stuff, didn't they?
Yeah, they definitely did.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined us right here in our studios at NPR West.